Hi, I'm Paul from Global Voice Network. Welcome to abchealth.info's Health Talk. We'll be getting started in just a moment. This is Health and Wellness Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network. Hi, I'm Paul from Global Voice Network. Thank you for joining us. This is abchealth.info's Health Talk. Happens every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's going to be yet another amazing program. It always is. My special guest is Edward. We've also got people in the conference. And everybody is on the edge of their seat, including me. Good evening, Edward. How are you doing?
I am incredible, but I am improving. How you doing?
Incredible, yet you're still improving? Wow, that's really something.
That's because I think it's incredible that I never had to remember in order to breathe. How about you? If I had to remember in order to breathe, I don't think I would be here talking right now. I would have forgot.
I don't know where to go with that. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that's pretty incredible.
You threw me a curveball.
Did you ever have to remember in order to breathe?
No.
Everything's incredible.
I've never had to remember to breathe, but I have on occasion had to remember to take my fingers out of my ears when you've been. No, never mind.
Am I talking too loud?
No,
All right.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Excellent. So, what are we going to be talking about tonight? I do have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Particularly with respect to just a weird, undefined inflammation, swelling, lymphatic system issue, but we can get in with
some noise in the background. Why don't you mute the mics?
Oh, all right. Yeah, we can do that. Let's.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, I got Edward Brack back in here.
There you go.
If you want to talk, ask a question or whatever, you can press
star 5 and you'll know that they're. If you want to star 5,
this system doesn't do that.
Raising your hand.
This system, star 5 doesn't do that with this system. I still have to figure out which keystroke combination raises the hand. So all they have to do is press star 6 and unmute themselves, and then they can come in and ask a question. Actually, let's open it up for questions from the audience just so we have an idea of which direction to go with this thing. How's that?
Is there
anybody with us that has a question or a comment or something they'd like to share? If you do, press star 6 and speak up. Going once.
We can wait. Let's wait for them to figure out some questions. In the meantime, you had a question for me.
Right. Yes. So I'm actually not sure if the person that I wanted to hear the answer is connected yet. So what have you been looking into today?
Oh, man. The latest findings are that they knew that those
things
were
more deadly.
The
things were more deadly than anyone ever expected.
They knew they were having bad side effects right from the beginning, and they should have shut it down, and they didn't.
Right.
And they're all in big trouble, and it's all coming out, and they're all going to be in very big trouble. And they're going to have to maybe do some very dangerous things. They're very concerned that all the whistleblowers are coming out.
Well, they do what they do with impunity.
So they think they have impunity. They actually don't, but they've managed to evade any kind of repercussions for their illegitimate actions.
Right.
They've gotten away with it, so they think they're doing it with impunity. The problem is they're so arrogant they make too many mistakes, and it's all going to come back on them.
So you're saying it's going to blow up in their faces?
It already is blowing up all over the planet. People are backing off of the WHO. They don't want any part of being part of this global takeover with the health industry. They know they're giving up their sovereignty. What's his name? Bill Gates got caught bribing different governments, and they just blew the whistles on them to keep their mouths shut about all the problems with the the weapon injections.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been doing a lot of reporting on this lately. Without going into too much detail, there was a whistleblower that was in New Zealand, wasn't it?
New Zealand.
Yeah, it was New Zealand. You see, New Zealand doesn't have, they don't have a huge population, so they don't have a huge infrastructure. They don't need a team of a huge number of people. They can't compartmentalize their information technology and their database management. So there was, one guy that had all this stuff. He had it right at his fingertips, and he started looking. You see, Edward, I don't think you're getting good enough billing, so I've got to do
actually,
do my Edward impression.
He started seeing, because he was in charge of all the agencies, where in all the other countries they have it compartmentalized in different parts. He oversaw everything, and when he tried to tell them there were significant deaths in each place they were vaccinating, that within 180 days... the percentages of people that died from every batch of vaccines was so high, it was an abomination. They lock him up and put him in jail.
Didn't they fire the guy?
They tried to jail him up.
When he tried to blow the whistle to his superiors and tell them what was actually going on, didn't they let the guy go?
What they did was they locked him up, raided his house. Kept them there for 6 hours raiding his house, and put him in jail for letting them know the truth, and made him out to be, you know, like he, there was something wrong with him. But now the word is out, and reporters have reported on it and got it out to the world, and it's being gotten out everywhere that New Zealand is the first one to break the story about how many deaths in every place they gave the shots to.
Well, aren't they going after him for some kind of cyber terrorism or something like that, or
no, they
unauthorized?
Can't, because, no, he never released any names of any people. He just called them number one, number two. He had them by numbers there, and he didn't release it anyway. A news reporter released it.
Right, and well, now that news reporter is hiding because they're going after her. They're trying to silence the story any way they possibly can, and she is blowing up everywhere.
The story's going out anyway, everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's other governments that are seriously looking into it.
Right.
The same thing. They're bringing all these cases against the pharmaceutical companies.
Uh-huh. Well, we can only hope that it actually goes somewhere, and that the house of cards that they've built around themselves falls.
What we can hope is that people stop taking them, and everybody that took them starts to clean out all the graphene oxide out of their body. Mm-hmm. Another thing I was going to report on is that they created the 5G. And where we are the antennas.
Right.
We are literally the antennas to the 5G.
Right. And the graphene oxide is specifically what the 5G targets. That and the 5G also activates the spike protein manufacture within the body. So Brian Artis, Dr. Brian Artis. Look at his stuff on how nicotine patches, nicotine gum, interferes with the attachment of spike proteins to the ACE2 receptors. He's also talking about grapefruit and tomato interfering with the Ebola virus, which we could fully expect them to release on the population anytime they damn please. Tomato and grapefruit interferes with the Ebola virus being able to attach to the receptors that it goes after. So those two things, and you can also check InfoWars, Alex Jones, InfoWars, and you will...
I'll release it in the newsletter. I'll put that in the newsletter for everybody.
You'll be able to find the whistleblower and the reporter that reported on it on Alex Jones. So,
hey, this has nothing to do with that, but did you know that Patrick Byrne revealed that the alleged Trump prosecutor Jack Smith has been extorting money in extortion rackets up to $100 million, and that's why they put him in there. They're extorting him to extort Trump. Oh, man, wait till you see these breaking news stories.
Wow. It does seem like the House of Cards is falling apart. And the most recent... And they're really showing their hands, because the recent House resolution that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism.
Well, here's a good one. Nigerian parliament members claim that Bill Gates offered them $10 million to impose, we won't use the word, shot mandates on the Nigerian population. Gates denied this, but did commit to paying $79 million to, quote, unquote, help Nigeria, after which Nigeria coincidentally becomes the first country in the world to stop unvaccinated citizens from accessing bank services and places of worship. Why haven't you heard anything about this? Because Bill Gates also donated $319 million to hundreds of other media outlets.
Well, the tribe has owned the media for decades. The tribe has controlled the media fully and completely since the 60s. That mainstream news, print, magazines, they don't report anything that the tribe doesn't want them to report. That's pretty plain and simple. So let's get to
former health Italian. Hey, the former Italian health minister, Robert Speranza, is under investigation for homicide after emails reveal that from the very start of the VACs, the shots, he knew the shots were killing people and gave orders to local health authorities to conceal the deaths and serious side effects in order to reassure Italian citizens of their safety and to not jeopardize the the shot campaign. The story has been reported on both German and Italian news networks. I will now provide an English translation. Believe me, this story goes on and on. The amount of people that have died from it. The truth is, in Wuhan, when they turned up the 5G, people were dropping in the streets.
Yep.
When they the next place they turned it up was in Milan, Italy. Remember the news stories about the Italians were dying at an alarming rate and it shocked the world? The next place they turned on the 5G was in New York City. Oh, yeah, remember they were dropping like flies. They were building the 5G towers the whole time. They'd locked everybody down. They just kept – that was like imperative to keep building them. All the workers had to work while everybody else was locked down.
Right.
it seems that the frequency from the 5G activates the graphene oxide in your body, which act as antennas, so they can control the amount of money that you get off of your new money system they're setting up. And they can cut it off anytime they want.
Right, but what 5G does, specific frequencies interfere with the hemoglobin and oxygen uptake. So it doesn't matter what condition your lungs are in, and it doesn't matter how pristine the air that you're breathing is. When they bombard your cells with a specific frequency within the 5G range, it actually interferes and shuts off oxygen uptake. So you literally suffocate even though you're breathing. You literally run out of oxygen. And that is why the people in Wuhan were passing out. They cranked it on and they cranked it up and they tested the theory and it worked. So let's go back.
It reminded me of something.
Okay.
The word flu, if people don't know, it comes from influenza. Well, the word influenza comes from the word influence. It represents Kansas City when they first set up with the telegraph and the electrical wires that had to be stretched. Anybody that was under the telegraph, the operators and people who were under the wires, came down with this influence and influenza, became known now as the flu. Of course, they changed the names now to make you think it was some kind of like very evil thing. CV-19.
Yeah.
Anyway, all of it is influenced by frequency. Now they set up the 5Gs and they stabbed everybody and put these CCP nanoparticles, lipid nanoparticles, in the Pfizer and Moderna's, which, by the way, Pfizer and Moderna is like Coca-Cola. Anything you put in a can, you put the name Coca-Cola on it, nobody questions it, you know? Right. Well, Pfizer and Moderna was just the name on it. It was the CDC that orchestrated all the labs that had the chemicals in it to go to Pfizer to put it in their bottles to get into everybody all over the world. And they knew it wasn't tested. They never did any tests. They were just talking about today at the FDA. Well, their expert, a scientist there, right? And the guy who wrote the book says, experts? They're the farthest thing from experts. Those people can't, they're no experts. And they had no business allowing anybody to take these experimental shots.
No, they say they were experimental, but they were patented years before COVID was a thing.
But they added things on it that they didn't even have and tell the FDA about. So they put in every piece of garbage they could find to poison people. This was the culmination of the experimentation of taking down the world and sterilizing them. They're hoping to sterilize everybody with this. I learned in one story that by the seventh generation of giving these to mice, they are extinct. They cannot procreate anymore. That's what they're doing. They gave our parents these. Then they gave our parents them. We're the next generation, our children are the next generation. There will be no more generations on Earth if they give out enough of this. And with the shedding that's going on that I learned since 20 years ago, that in the UK, the elders, 84% of them would get the flu after the children were inoculated in their yearly inoculations for their school. They would go home and shed it. Well, when I heard that 20 years ago, and then I heard they were going to release these things and make up this super fast batches to go into everybody, I said, well, what about the shedding? And sure enough, it became the most real thing. I know people that only one half of their family, like their spouse, had to take them because they worked as a nurse and they didn't take them. Well, that means you took them too, because Chris, they shed on you.
Chris Cave, an amazing guy in the Patriot community, an amazing guy. He was shed on by his girlfriend. He was admitted to the hospital. They used a homicidal protocol on him, and he died. He never even got the shot. His girlfriend did. It's exactly what you're talking about. Exactly.
Exactly. And not only that, but once they shed on you, you can shed on other people, and you never even took the shot. And you're still shedding on other people, that garbage.
Well, of course.
From the shots are the deadly ones. They just came out with new remarks about it, saying that how they were saying it was safe and effective. It was neither effective nor safe, and that it was actually much worse. Anybody who took those shots, and they still can't, they still have no idea about how many are going to die from the long-term side effects. But everybody that took them needs to address them. The Undertakers are pulling out the, it's like a calamari.
Yeah, it's a clot, but it's not clot material. It's actually its own biomass.
It's like rubbery. It's like a rubbery. It's made of the graphene oxide, tin, and aluminum bonded together, and they're pulling them out of cadavers up to 6 feet long. They can't get in the formaldehyde to preserve the body without pulling these out of the feet all the length of their arteries. People are in big trouble not knowing it, and they are dropping like flies. They're getting advanced cancers everywhere. They're producing their own venoms right in there, and they certainly need to use the nicotine to unblock the nicotine receptors, as Dr. Artis figured out, that when you unblock the nicotine receptors, you can be free and get your taste and smell back on people that haven't had their taste and smell for a couple of years.
Literally like within days.
You remember his wife didn't believe him. 2 years later, she finally did it, and because she heard him with another guy's seminar, and the other guy talked about it, so she went behind his back without telling him after she refused to do it because nicotine, cigarettes, No, she don't want nothing to do with that. Okay, well, nicotine and cigarettes, we were lied to about it. Nicotine is non-addictive. It never was. But anybody that smoked didn't get the percentage of people that died or were hospitalized who were smokers was so low. That's why they were trying to get everybody to stop smoking.
Oh, yeah. I bought the narrative. I bought the narrative. I was watching TV. Big mistake. I heard Anthony Fauci say, now is a really good time to quit smoking. My lungs are kind of screwed up to begin with, so I figured, you know, maybe he's on to something. I quit cold turkey, and I have never, ever been sicker in my life. Never.
They just lie about everything.
Within 30 days, I believe that I very easily could have died twice within that 30 days. And you know what saved me? Exactly the things they said wouldn't work.
That's right. And they don't have answers anyway. The industry that they're talking about is called allopathic, and it's cut, poison, and burn. And that's all it's ever been since the 1800s. They just happen to make it their own, make it law. They had enough money with Andrew Carnegie's money and what's his name? You know.
Yeah.
Who's behind the whole medical industry?
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller. They decided that they were going to make everybody else use allopathic type, what they call medicine, while he used homeopathic medicine, and he would never use the poisons that they make out of petroleum.
Right.
You remember the these are called pharmaceuticals, right? You know, all words have root meanings.
Yeah.
That pharmakia. One is pharmakia is the root word.
Yeah. Pharmakia.
And it comes from the Greek, and it means sorcery. I don't know how anybody with religious convictions can use sorcery and then let him inject it into you.
Right.
No shots have ever been any good. Even the polio shots, they had 4 shots back then that caused poor polio. They had already gotten rid of the polio problem, and then they recreated it with the shots. They just did 40,000 children and got kicked out of India, Bill Gates, for paralyzing like 40,000 of them with his polio vaccines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They actually swore out a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, well, now I just showed you that he bribed different countries. And now they're blowing the whistle on him that he bribed them to shut up the news media about all the problems with the shots.
Right. Well, because they think money fixes everything because they have an unlimited supply. Is it the Federal Reserve is now printing $1 trillion a month? What's that doing to the value of...
And they're putting it into the market. You'll see the stock market is going up. It just hit new record highs because they're flooding the money, and it's ending up in the stock market.
Right. Well, that $1 trillion a month that they're printing and releasing into circulation, what is that doing to the value, to the purchasing power of the FRNs
It's ending the purchasing power.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly ending it. It's watering it down to the point where dollars aren't going to be worth anything soon. In the 1970s, I bought a fleet of brand new maxi van trucks. $5,600 a piece they cost me cash, delivered to Dallas. And by 6 years later, by 1982, they were worth $22,995 from the $5,700 that I paid back then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so did land. I remember the property I was going to buy for $95,000.
My
4,000 square foot Spanish villa. That went up to $500,000 by 1980.
My parents bought a house, a 3-bedroom house in Minneapolis for $11,000. And 50 years later, they sold it for $250,000.
Right, but then if they tried to take that same $250,000 and try to buy another house for $11,000, it wasn't going to work.
No way. Because it's not that the house is worth more. It's not that there's some miraculous technology that had occurred during that period of time. It was the dollar was worth that much less. Now, we're about halfway through the program, and we've got to carve out a minute or so for a sponsor. This program is sponsored in part by iTerra Planet and the Prife iTerra Care Terahertz Wand. Let's hear a little bit about that. Please stay tuned for this word from the iTerra Care Terahertz Frequency Wand.
The iTerra Care device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating the stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys. Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's the great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine, because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. Activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
For more information on the iTeraHertz frequency wand, please visit iteraplanet.com. That's I-T-E-R-A planet.com. This program is also brought to you in part by UltraMito and MyMitoBoost.com. MyMitoBoost.com. And that's something we could talk about for a few minutes in the second half, is the importance of mitochondria and the importance of promoting it and supporting it and accelerating mitochondrial function, irrespective of what challenges that you have that you're experiencing. Isn't that right, Edward?
Absolutely. It's amazing how regrowing and restoring the mitochondria can make a difference in every part of your health when you have the generators operating properly in your cells. All of a sudden your body starts functioning like it's supposed to, instead of being all deficient in energy.
Right. Yeah, MyMitoBoost.com. Just go to MyMitoBoost.com. Just sign up as a preferred buyer, as a preferred purchaser. You can also sign up as a referral agent, and you can share the UltraMito products. They have products for people, and they have products for Fido, Fido and Fluffy.
You got to say, if somebody invited you to this show, and you know who invited you, go back to them and ask them what their username is, so you can join underneath them.
Right.
Always.
Okay. So
you can't buy those products from us, or you can't buy the products from the company. You can only join, and then you can get the products. There's no risk to join, and there is no monthly mandatory minimum auto ship or anything like that. All you can do is benefit from something that's cutting edge and revolutionary, and it is making a difference in so many people's lives.
Absolutely. Okay, now, inflammation, swelling, poor lymphatic flow, that is one thing that the iTera wand is great at, is promoting lymphatic flow and drainage and activating stem cells and starting to work on that, like a bio muck that has encapsulated what's weighing down your immune system. What are other great ways of dealing with inflammation and like abnormal cell growth? Like, let's say you're getting spots where you shouldn't have spots. One of our favorite go-to products is bentonite clay, calcium bentonite clay, but it has to be a specific quality. It has to be a high quality clay, because there's a lot of junk out there.
Well, isn't this right? Particular need is for, first of all, not all clays are created equal, and calcium bentonite, this is the finest, purest bentonite I've ever found. Everybody agrees it tastes smooth. It goes down easy, and it cleans out parasites without them affecting you. They seem to get encapsulated by the clay. They lose their direction and get pulled out of the body. It's absolutely necessary. I pack it in my jaws at night to tighten up my teeth, or detox under my gums a whole bunch, and I'll just go to sleep with it in my mouth. And when I wake up in the morning, the saliva starts to mix with the clay while I'm sleeping, and I'll slowly swallow it down my throat. What would that do for my throat? Well, it cleans off all of those cancer cells that accumulate in your esophagus that you're constantly washing away. If I gargle with the clay, it gets rid of what you were talking about, sore throat, cancer of the throat. With Elizabeth's sister, she said, well, She went and got the surgery anyway after I suggested that she doesn't get surgery of the throat. She didn't listen, and she got it, and she had to go back to the doctors every day to get a throat scrape from coughing. She couldn't stop coughing, and I said, Elizabeth, doesn't she have some of that bentonite that I left her to put on topically for a smoothie? For a facial. And she said, I don't know. And she ended up having it. I said, mix it with some more water. Have her gargle with it. And she did. And she never had to go back to the doctors to scrape her throat again after having the surgery. I don't know why people rush to get surgery and medications, but they've been propagandized through television. They've been told to do this. They've been told to go to AMA doctors and get insurance that only allows you to go to their pharmaceutical medicine. It isn't right, but that's what people believe, and you can't help them to unbelieve it. As much as I know how to fix people, if they're determined and say, well, I have my doctors, the answer to that is, that's exactly why you're in the condition you are on 19 different medications.
Right.
Medications all accumulate in your body, and they have a lot of venom, artists discovered, in your medications. These medications have side effects that accumulate all your life because of the types of chemicals that are accumulating in your body from them and from the environment. We are toxic waste, basically. 74% water, 94% water is our blood. And if you poured us out into a beaker, you wouldn't even go near it to smell it, no less have it inside of you. So we constantly have to flush the toxins out. And speaking of flushing the toxins, I recently found out that the skin, which they call the epidermis, is the largest organ in the body, which we all have known, but it's your second kidney. Well, what the kidneys flush out the toxins from things like, oh yeah, high blood pressure medication, which is so toxic that it inflames the kidneys and drives your blood pressure up eventually and sends everybody on to dialysis, and yet they're still taking the medications. I ask everybody, please look up all your medications. Don't just look up the negative side effects. Look up the rare side effects, and then look up, read more. When it says read more, go deeper into the side effects, and you'll see exactly what you're trying to get rid of, like pneumonia it causes. I get into this with everybody. And if they're not able to look them up, I start looking them up and read them to them, and they are astonished.
Right.
When Philip got on the phone with me, Star recommended him, and we started going over the 6 medications he took and the fact that he was going blind first, and then they gave him these medications, and it was too close, and I said, not so fast, Philip. I want you to study all 6 medications, all the side effects, the rare side effects, and then when it says read more, go look at those and know that it's exactly what it's doing to you, even though the symptoms have not shown up yet. All of those side effects are what it's doing to you. And he called me back the very next day, and he said, Edward, 4 of those medications cause blindness. I said, you see what I mean? You weren't blind already. They caused your eyes to get bad.
Right. Now, okay, here's what happens. Here's what happens when a doctor cures somebody.
Huh.
Okay, here's what happens.
Whoa, stop, stop.
No, no, no. I got a point. I got a point here. You got to let me make my point.
Go ahead, make it. They're not allowed to cure anybody. It's illegal for them to cure people. But go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and steal my damn thunder. You realize that I'm the one that has control of the mute button, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, What happens when a doctor cures something?
Oh.
He loses a customer. He loses a patient. He loses the fee that he bills your insurance company or bills you every month for writing a prescription. He loses the ability to have you as a customer. So why would he cure anything? He's going to treat the symptoms. And if he can treat the symptoms with a medication that he has not thoroughly researched and is not fully informed of the side effects, he's actually unwittingly... Now, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say that he hasn't researched the side effects. He hasn't researched all of the intricacies of whatever medication he prescribes. He goes to the physician's desk reference, or he goes to the online database. He puts in the symptoms. They spit out a medication, and he says, okay, I can use this to treat that. If he doesn't dig down and find the 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 side effects of that medication and additional medications, additional prescriptions he's going to have to write in the future, if he didn't dig down into there, he has absolutely no ethical problem with prescribing that medication for you. What happens is he puts you on one medication and then lo and behold, all of a sudden you have another symptom. So what does he do? He puts the new symptom into that same database and it spits out another medication. And then that medication creates a side effect or creates an issue. So he's got to spit out another medication. But the first three that he's got you on, once you put them together, they've created another unknown prescription. I started with one prescription, one, and within 120 days, I was on 12 with new issues.
And they have no idea what it does, all 12 of them.
New issues that I absolutely never experienced before in my life. They're like the mechanic that doesn't tighten the oil filler plug or the oil filter. Oh yeah, he gonna be back.
That doesn't torque the engine down properly.
Oh yeah.
The worst thing is that they have one of the lowest life expectancies of all the professions, and the second highest suicide rate after psychiatrists.
Well, lawyers are a close third. It's doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists. The top three.
They can't heal themselves or their own families, and they've never claimed to be healers. Healers are people that know what they're doing, and they actually can effectuate proper desired results and set the body back to pristine health, what they call normal homeostasis.
Reset. Yeah.
That's what you want to do. Everybody needs to have a destination when they get in their car, their vehicle. Well, you're in a vehicle already. They call it a body.
Right.
And if you're in a vehicle and you have no destination, then you're going to chase your tail and go around in circles. The destination I want everybody to focus on is called pristine health. That's what you're aiming for in life, to stay in pristine health until you leave this world on your choice. When you decide you had enough, you go. Doesn't mean you have to go in disease. Plenty of people leave in perfect peace and in no disease whatsoever. They lied and had you to believe that everybody has to live and, or rather die from disease. It is a lie. It never was the truth. They just want you to believe it. That way they can kill you earlier.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the hot baths, hot soaking bath. What exactly does that do for you?
If you do it properly, I recommend you use a heater in the bathroom before you ever start the bath. get the temperature up so it doesn't, the bath doesn't cool down. I don't like anybody to have to add any water. But if you do it properly with a pool thermometer, the purpose of it is to open up trillions of cells in your body so they can finally discharge their toxins. The sweat pores in your body are what help flush out your second kidney, which is your skin, your epidermis, and we need to help it along. When Dr. Coley realized in the 1800s that all of his patients with cancer that had gotten strep throat and high fevers no longer had cancer, that's what I said, no longer had cancer, because they raised the body temperature from strep throat. Well, in this case, you induce it yourself. The clay helps pull out all the toxins and absorb them so they don't go back into your body when you flush them out. You get your head underneath the water with your knees up, and your nose and your mouth is just above the surface of the water. That way, the parasites that are trying to escape all this heat don't go up to your brain. You want to make sure the whole body is hot. Before you get in the tub, you want to turn the drain upside down, the one under the faucet. There's a little screw in the middle. Unscrew it, turn it upside down, screw it back in immediately, and tape it on the top. Mooney said he didn't listen to me. He cemented his. But he was dying of, he was dying from the Middle Eastern gnat that bit him. When he did this, it saved his life, okay? Right. And he's very happy that he's alive now. He wasn't supposed to live. Nobody lives more than a year after that gnat bites him.
Okay, well, like a hot tub or like a jacuzzi would be perfectly suited for this, except for you wouldn't want to put the clay in the jacuzzi. You want to use the jacuzzi to keep the water hot so you can just soak in it.
And the water in the jacuzzi will not be hot enough. You want to bring the water temperature up to about 116 degrees in the tub. The pool thermometer can be purchased at Walmart. It floats and has a string you tie on to the faucet, the tub faucet. And if you get it up to about 116 degrees, Mooney got his up to. In the first bath, he got it up over 104 degrees in a 20-minute bath. You have a beanie and socks and sweat sitting on the side. As soon as you get out, you towel dry off and throw the beanie, socks, and your sweats on and roll up in a separate blanket from your bed because it's going to get wet. You'll fall asleep from your body temperature being high if you just lay there for a minute. Let's see. When you wake up, everything's going to be soaking wet. Just strip it off in a pile and step in the shower and rinse off, even with cool water, quick rinse. It's the next day you're going to notice the total difference. Anything you were coming down with, strep throat, you name it, whatever you were coming down with will be gone and you will feel amazing. I have people sometimes have done this three times a week and they were just amazed at how they felt by flushing out the toxins out of their body. When Mooney went back to the hospital, he had a tumor in his upper nostril by his brain, and they had recommended chemotherapy, and he took the chemotherapy the first time. He'd been into the health industry for 40 years, so he knew how to get the chemo out of his body, and that's a challenge of its own, getting that toxin out, but he did it. And when he went back, because the tumor was growing back in his nostril, they only recommended chemo again, and he left talking to them and prayed. And right after he prayed, he called Tony, and she got me on the phone with him. And this is the same day when he left the hospital. He prayed and he was on the phone with me. And after a couple of weeks, Tony called me back and said he's taking 40 capsules of your MagOzone a day. I said, really? He's listening and doing what I said? She said, he's doing the hot baths. I said, you're kidding me. He's doing what I said? Mm-hmm. Well, when I finally got a call back from him, I had to leave the supermarket and go outside in my truck. I told him I'd call him back, and I did. And he said, Edward, I got my temperature up over 104 in one bath and over 105 in the other bath. I didn't do everything exactly like you told me to, but I took 40 capsules of the MagoZone 2 days in a row. I used Dr. Koch's therapy, as I told him. And then I continued to take 40 capsules of MagoZone 3 more days afterwards.
Okay.
He said, I don't have any tumor anymore. Everything is gone. I'm in the best health of my life, and that was about a year or two ago, so everything is going good.
Okay. We only have a few minutes left to the program. I want to touch on some options. Like, let's say somebody doesn't have a bathtub. All they have is a shower. Now, there's other technologies, there are other things that are out there that may roughly approximate what the hot bath and the clay soak will do. You can do a clay pack. You do a clay pack on your body, just a clay mud, a clay mask. You can cover that with saran wrap just to keep it moist, keep it hydrated.
Poultice, yeah, thick. You want to put it on thick, a poultice.
Right, you want to put
two parts water, one part clay. We have instructions on all that. If they go to the website, they can literally read the documents that explain exactly how to do everything.
Okay,
we have everything
that website address very quickly.
They can go to diseaseaway.com. Diseaseaway.com will take them to the clay. If they press on home at the top, they'll go to the magnesium ozone. It'll take them there. They can learn about, and this does take study. One thing I want to tell everybody
That
it doesn't matter what you have if you don't know how to use it. You can have the best thing in the world. If you have no idea what it's for, it doesn't matter. It's useless. Right. It's more important what to do with it than it is what it is that you have.
What about those people that don't have a bathtub? They can do a clay poultice covered with saran wrap to keep it damp, keep it moist. That'll help detox their body. They can artificially raise their body temperature either with wrapping up in a light blanket and then wrapping up in a space blanket that will reflect the heat back to the body. And what about an infrared sauna, either a near or far infrared sauna?
I just bought some steam saunas, and I have my own ozone generators to pump in, so we can arrange that too. They're not expensive. And you get in there, it's hot steam inside the sauna, your hands are out, your head is out, and you can pump the ozone. I have a 10G ozone generator. It's fantastic. It'll do the whole jacuzzi or my glass of water and my oils, but it also goes into the sauna and will ozonate all those open pores in your body.
Yeah, ozone is oxygen. Oxygen is an oxidizer. Oxidizers kill pathogens.
If someone needs a conference, they can always get a hold of me. We'll help them do the best they can for themselves at home, inexpensively. They can fix their health, almost anything. By the way, if they have diabetic neuropathy, they bag their feet with the bentonite clay and put a sock over it. Leave it on for 12 hours. It pulls all the oxygen in the blood down to the feet and realigns the electrons through the body. If you do that twice for 12 hours on it, let it air out for 12 hours and 12 hours again, you'll see all the pain, pins and needles, all of that numbness is gone. They're actually smiling again.
There you go.
It's the same with diabetic ulcers. Just wrap the legs. No one needs their legs amputated. And if you have tumors, I don't care how bad they are, you repeatedly put that clay on over and over again until you shrink it back to normal, and then keep doing it even afterwards. Get the root out.
Exactly.
We can go into discussions about this specifically, about each of these things.
Next show. Edward, give your phone number. How can people reach you?
818-613-9206. Again, 818-613-9206. And let me know how you found out about me so I can make sure everybody gets their credits.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Edward. Another great show. I covered a lot. And I frankly can't wait for the next one. I missed last week. I'm going to try not to do that again. I'm Paul from Global Voice Network. This has been ABCHealth.info's Health Talk, brought to you in part by iTerraPlanet.com and MyMitoBoost.com. We'll catch you right back here next time. Have a great day.
Blasting the voice of freedom worldwide, you're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Now, love, wake up.